The Gowson track a lick gravy from Mr. Chin.
It's been me pleasure, sir. And I hopes when we get back here, the breakfast still taste as good as supper did.
Darkness had descended over the West Flatlands as they forded the ditch on the far edge of the outside path. The party plunged waist-deep into the channel, which was swirling with water from the recent rains. Crouching low with drawn weapons, they scurried over the plain, travelling due west. Slightly ahead of the group, Sniffy scouted the land, pointing out ground nesting birds so they would not step on them and startle them into flight. Buckler spread his force out into a skirmishing line, staying in front of them but behind Sniffy. He tried to concentrate his mind on the task at paw, though his thoughts kept straying to Diggs. The tubby rascal, where had he gone? Was he in any trouble? Would he be safe? The tick and cheeping sound of distant buntings brought him back to reality. He glanced about, judging the distance they had travelled from the abbey. Again his thoughts strayed, this time to the stolen babes. Pitiful little mites. How they must be missing their friends and families. Were they still alive? He banished the idea from his mind, plodding onward.
Mr. Buck, a word with you, sir. You too, Chief.
Logalog Django and Buckler both heeded what Sniffy had to say.
I feels we're getting close to him now. Best keep our heads down. Go belly flat, it'd be better.
The word was passed along. Every beast began crawling along the flatlands through the still wet grass. Zwilt had not let his vermin light any fires, lest the glare betray them. The ravagers slept soundly on the open ground, damp as it was. Even their three sentries were slumbering, hunched in sitting positions. Buckler and his group were only a very short distance from the foe beast. The young hare crouched with Sniffy and Django, trying to attain a tally of the enemy's numbers. That was when everything went wrong. Fallog and his party had not chopped down a tree for the battering ram. They found an old sessile oak, which had been blown askew by the winter storms. The ground was loose soil, so the 50 vermin only had to rock it back and forth, felling it with a final mighty shove. The sessile oak had a fine straight trunk, which was soon trimmed into shape. Fallog left most of his contingent to carry the long timber. Taking 8 runners with him, the weasel captain set off at a loping trot to bring the good news to his superior. He speeded up as he spied the forms of creatures out on the flatlands, right where Zwilt had said they would be. Unable to contain himself, Fallog called out as they neared the encampment.
Lord Zwilt, I've got a fine oak trunk, just what you wanted, sir.
He tripped over a figure crawling along the ground. The weasel stumbled and fell. His paw reached out and came into contact with a huge digging paw. He shouted,
"Oh, I would! You ain't no ravager!"
Axtell's hammer strike missed Fallog, but wiped out a river rat who was running behind him. A vermin screamed as Django's blade plunged into him. Then everything became chaos on the darkened plain.